Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Muslims for a really long time in this country have been told that there is a privilege, that there's a privilege that we are given and it might be taken away. We are told that we should be appropriate. We should go to school, get an education, raise our children, and not bother anyone. Not make any kind of noise. Don't make anyone comfortable. Be a good Muslim. But no matter how much we have tried to be the best neighbor, people have always worked on finding a way to not allow for every single civil liberty to be extended to us.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And this was Representative Ilhan Omar in her speech that she gave to the Muslim Jihadi organization CARE and its people in Los Angeles, California. Remember, that is a speech where she made the statement, some people did something concerning the September 11th attack. As today, we'll continue to critique her speech, because don't forget, that is where we had stopped in our study to Professor Todd Green lecture, for he defended Representative Omar by telling us she did not say anything wrong and she was taken out of context because of the Islamophobia of the Republicans and Mr. Trump. Obviously, so far we have seen she have made plenty of disturbing statements in her speech, and we have not done with her yet, because trust me, the worst is yet to come. So without further ado, let us investigate what she said in this last statement. To prove that Professor Todd Green was 100% wrong by defending Ilhan Omar, or to defend what Muslims believe and what they are hoping to achieve in the future of this country. So you see, from her speech, I'm hoping that you're noticing her tone and the anger in the voice of Representative Ilhan Omar. We're not making this up. You can hear and feel how angry and how unhappy she is of being in America. Maybe that lady needs to go back to Somalia for a day, not for a week or a month, just for one day, so she can really appreciate what she have here. Once again, she could not be a representative in her own country. She could not be a representative in any of the other 56 Muslim countries in the Muslim world. But she's here in America as a representative Ilhan Omar of the 5th District of Minnesota. And she is full of anger and hatred against the American people. And if you want to know why, here is the reason. Representative Ilhan Omar is telling us Muslims for a really long time in this country have been told that there is a privilege that we are given and it might be taken away. Excuse me, what? You think you have the right to be in America? I'm sorry to tell you that yes, as a Muslim female, you are here in America with a great privilege. And I say this without any doubt. And the problem, my friend, is bigger than you think, because I don't think most American people understand how Muslim people think. She would be so upset if you tell her that she cannot have a driver license with a full hijab over her face. And if you say, take your hijab off so we can have a picture for your picture ID, she will tell you have no right to do that. And guess what? That is exactly what her organization CARE, the Council on America Islamic Relations, did, starting in the state of Alabama, and now it is the law all over America. And now Muslims in America can have a driver's license with a hijab. And why is that? Because they don't understand that driving in America is a privilege, not only for the Muslims, but for all Americans. But Muslims in America do not want to feel that their existence in America have anything to do with privilege. They have the right to be here. And if they have the right to be here, then you cannot tell them that they cannot cross the border illegally. And that's what the liberals are telling the Muslims, and that's what the Muslims believe themselves, that Trump have no right to put a border around America. And Trump have no right to stop Muslims from coming to America, as we already talked about that in our previous broadcast. The ban which Mr. Trump put on these, I believe they are now 12 countries, That is not right. Why? Because Muslims believe they have the right to be in America, and you cannot stop them from coming to America and taking over America. No, Ilhan Omar, once again, it is a privilege for you to be here in America. And every immigrant who ever moved to America should feel honored to receive that privilege to live here in America. But that's not what Muslims believe. Once again, because they believe the earth is Allah's. Allah, the God of Muhammad, taught the Muslim believers any place they will go to and literally spread their prayer rugs on that earth and pray to Allah. Now it is a Muslim land. Any place their foot will touch, it is their land, because it is Allah, and Allah is giving to the Muslims. And that's not something I'm making up. This is exactly what the Muslims believe, and that is exactly what the liberals would love to give to the Muslims, and not just to the Muslims, but to all the people of the earth. And if you speak against the Democrats and their agenda, you are a white supremacist. You're an evil person. And here I have to share with you very important information. This information is coming to you directly from Tucker Carlson, who is on Fox News. And believe it or not, just to play this segment, which is coming to you now, people will think you're crazy. You really believe what Fox News is saying? Trust me, Fox News is not telling us even 10% of what we need to know about Muslims and Islam. That's why you will never hear in the following report of Tucker's about Islam or Muslims. He will just simply say criminals. He may be mentioned Ilhan Omar's name because she is one of those who wrote, and they would love to see that bill come into action. And believe it or not, we know for sure as long as Trump is in the White House, this is just an empty attempt. But what will happen if the same bill comes back to action, say, next election, or maybe the following one, as I have shared with you before? All it takes is one of the following elections, 2020, 2024, 2028, 2032, any of the following elections, when the liberals take over the White House, what you're about to hear will be the reality, and that will be the end of America. If you want to know the real reason why Ilhan Omar is telling us it is not a privilege for her to live in America, and it is her right to live in America, well, let us listen to her own handwritings, as well as the rest of the 44 Democrats who wrote that bill, which is known by the title The New Way Forward Act. So please listen carefully to Tucker Carlson.
At this moment, there's a bill pending in the Congress called the New Way Forward Act. It's received almost no publicity, and that's unfortunate, as well as revealing. The legislation is sponsored by 44 House Democrats, including Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's roughly 4,400 words long. That means it's almost exactly as long as the U.S. Constitution. Like the Constitution, it's designed to create a whole new country. The bill would entirely remake our immigration system with the explicit purpose of ensuring that criminals are able to move to the United States and settle here permanently with immunity.
Notice here that Tucker did not use the word Muslims, but he used only the word criminals.
Now, you may think we're exaggerating for effect, but we're not exaggerating, not even a little bit. The New Way Forward Act is the single most radical piece of legislation we have ever seen proposed in this country, ever. It makes the Green New Deal look like the status quo. A document produced by Democrats to promote the bill says this, and we're quoting it verbatim, "Convictions should not lead to deportation," end quote. Now keep in mind, we're not talking about convictions for double parking or even for DUI. The bill targets felony convictions, serious crimes that could send you to prison for years and should. A press release from Congressman Jesus Garcia of Illinois is explicit about this. Garcia brags that the bill will break the, quote, prison to deportation pipeline, something most of us were for. So how does the bill do that? Well, under current U.S. law, legal U.S. immigrants can be deported if they commit a, quote, aggravated felony or a crime of moral turpitude, that is a vile, depraved act like molesting children. Under the New Way Forward Act, crimes of moral turpitude are eliminated entirely as justification for deportation. And the category of aggravated felony gets eliminated too. So what does that mean? Consider this. Under current law, immigrants who commit serious crimes, robbery to fraud to child sexual abuse, must be deported regardless of the sentences they receive. Other crimes, less severe ones like racketeering, require deportation if the perpetrator receives at least a one-year sentence. Under this bill, there would no longer be any crime that automatically requires deportation. None. And one crime, falsifying a passport, would be made immune from deportation no matter what, because apparently 9/11 never even happened, and we no longer care about fake government documents. By the way, if you just renewed your driver's license to comply with the Real ID Act, you must feel like an idiot, because immigrants are getting a pass, you're not.
Don't forget that Representative Omar's opinions of the September 11, it was simply some people did something. So it's not actually an Islamic attack on America, but it was just some people did something. That's exactly what she believed. When we come back from our break, we will hear the rest of Tucker's speech, as well as I will be making a few comments about his commentary.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straightwave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Under the proposed legislation, for crimes that would still allow deportation, the required prison sentence would rise from 1 year to 5 years. We checked the Bureau of Justice statistics. According to federal data, crimes like car theft, fraud, and weapons offenses all carry average prison sentences of fewer than 5 years. And that's just looking at averages. There are people who commit rape, child abuse, even manslaughter, and get sentences with fewer than 5 years. Lots of them, actually. If the New Way Forward Act passes, immigrants who commit those crimes and receive those sentences would remain in this country, and of course, they will be eligible for citizenship day one, too, of course. But even that is understating the law's effect. Even a 5-year prison sentence wouldn't necessarily be enough to trigger deportation. The bill would grant sweeping new powers to immigration judges, allowing them to nullify a deportation order. The only requirement for that is, quote, the immigration judge finds such an exercise of discretion appropriate in pursuant of humanitarian purposes, to assure family unity, or when it is otherwise in the public interest. Talk about open-ended. In other words, anti-American immigration judges, and there are a lot of those in this country, would have a blank check to open the borders. You would not be voting on this. It would happen anyway. Is this shocking you yet? Because we're just getting started. We read this proposed legislation. Here's another point. Current U.S. law makes drug addiction grounds for deportation because why wouldn't it? This bill would eliminate that statute. Current law also states that those who've committed drug crimes abroad or, quote, any crimes involving moral turpitude are ineligible to immigrate here. The New Way Forward Act abolishes that statute. So a Mexican drug cartel leader could be released from prison, then freely come to America immediately. And if he wants, he could come here illegally, and it still wouldn't be a crime because, and you were waiting for this part, the bill also decriminalizes illegal entry into America, even by those we've previously deported. In other words, you break our law, we send you out, you come back, you break it again, you can stay. According to a document promoting this bill, criminalizing illegal entry into America is, quote, white supremacist. That's a quote, white supremacist. Now, by this point, you're beginning to wonder, are we making this up? We're not making it up. In fact, we're barely halfway through the bill. The legislation doesn't just make it harder to deport illegal immigrants who commit crimes. It doesn't just make it easier for criminals to move here illegally, though it does both. The bill would also effectively abolish all existing enforcement against illegal immigration. To detain illegal immigrants, ICE would have to prove in court that they are dangerous or a flight risk. But of course, ICE wouldn't be allowed to use a detainee's prior criminal behavior as proof of danger. That's banned. ICE would have to overcome even more hurdles if the detainee claims to be gay or transgendered. If they're under 21, or if they can't speak English and an interpreter isn't immediately available, they get a pass. In other words, it would be much harder to arrest an illegal alien in this country than it is to arrest you. They're the protected class here. You're just some loser who's paying for it all. But believe it or not, we save the nuttiest part of this legislation for last, and here's what it is. What could be more destructive than changing U.S. law specifically to allow rapists, child molesters, and drug dealers to stay in America? How about this? Using taxpayer money to bring deported criminals back into America. That's right. This bill would not only abolish your right to control who lives in your country, but it invents a brand new right. Quote, the right to come home. It orders the government to create a, quote, pathway for those previously deported to apply to return to their homes and families in the United States, as long as they would have been eligible to stay under the new law. It's retroactive, in other words. DHS must spend taxpayer dollars transporting convicted criminal illegal aliens back into the United States. Not making this up. So who would be eligible for these flights? Tens of thousands of people we kicked out of this country for all kinds of crimes. Sexual abuse, robbery, assault, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking, human trafficking.
And now I'm going to share with you what we have covered in the past in our presentation, revealing the truth about Sharia, Islamic law, to learn about who this bill will protect. In simple words, that bill will protect the Muslims who practice the teaching of Islam concerning raping older women or even young girls. And this is not something new. This is exactly what's happening all over Europe. In England, we know for sure without any doubt that the numbers speak for itself. 2% of the Muslims, Bangladeshi and Pakistani, are responsible for 84% of the rape which is taking place in England for little children and even for the adult. We know for a fact that in England, 1 in 5 women will be sexually assaulted. This is coming obviously to us from Canada Free Press. The statistic suggested that the key factor is not necessarily a high Muslim population, but a high Muslim immigrant population. Obviously, this is propaganda talk, but the reality is, if we can get rid of our borders and allow Muslims to come to this country as this bill is implying, and now the bill will protect those who commit such evil acts. The Canada Free Press continue to say that the more open a European country is to Muslims, mass migration, the more dangerous it is to women. And that is the problem which most liberals in America do not realize. They have no clue what they will do with this bill. And once again, let me remind you, that bill is not going to go anywhere as long as Mr. Donald Trump is in the White House. But when he is gone, and I know for sure he will be gone someday, and he will be replaced by some liberal, some Democrats, who believe that that bill should be the law of the land, then America will be suffer severely, and that suffering will never be fixed. And as we heard Brother Tucker saying earlier, that bill is a hush-hush. Nobody knows anything about it. Even when it passed by the liberal president coming in the future, nobody will know anything about it until it is enforced. And don't forget how Nancy Pelosi passed Obamacare. She said, we must pass it first so we can find out what's in it. That is exactly what would be the case with this bill. This is the deception work of the liberals of America. And sadly, they're used by people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the rest of the Muslims who will be winning in 2020 election. Now let's go back to Tucker's report.
From 2002 to 2018, 480,000 people were deported for illegal entry or re-entry into America. And under this bill, you'd have to buy each of them a plane ticket to come home. Those tickets alone would cost about $1 billion. And that's before Democrats make you start paying for these criminals free health care, too, which they plan to do and have said so. The New Way Forward Act fundamentally inverts every assumption you have about this country. Under this legislation, the criminals are now the victims. Law enforcement is illegitimate. It's racist, just like the country you live in, just like you are. And the only solution is to get rid of both. America would be better off as a borderless rest stop for the world's predators and parasites. That's the point of this. And we're not overstating. Go read it. This is a big deal. This is not a small thing. This is not renaming a post office. It's hard to believe any American would put these ideas on paper, much less try to pass them into law. And yet, remarkably, that's happening. And even more remarkably, the press has ignored it. This isn't happening in secret. It's happening in the House of Representatives. Scores of Democrats have backed this bill. But the legislation has not been mentioned in the New York Times, has been mentioned on CNN, a news channel, or even in self-described conservative outlets like National Review. No mention. Consider if this were working the other way. If a lone, I don't know, Republican state legislator from Minot, North Dakota had proposed a bill this extreme that would remake America completely, the president himself would be expected to answer for it. CNN would demand that he disavow it, even if he'd never heard of it before. But when one-fifth of the entire Democratic caucus backs a bill demanding that you import illegal alien felons and then pay for it, it's a non-event in the American media. They don't think you should know about it. And that's dangerous, if we're being honest. Whether the press cares or not, these are the stakes of the 2020 election, and you have a right to know what they are. A growing wing of the Democratic Party views America itself as essentially illegitimate, a rogue state in which everything must be destroyed and remade. Our laws, our institutions, our customs, our freedoms, our history, our values. And of course, that's the point of all of this. An entirely new country in which resistance is crushed and they're in charge forever.
So now, my friends, we know exactly why Representative Ilhan Omar does not believe that it is a privilege for her to be here in America, but it is her right. And believe it or not, it is the right of the rest of the Muslims of planet Earth, not only to come to America, but to take over America. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.